The United States said yesterday it would be premature for the United Nations Security Council to suspend the international prosecution of Sudan's president in the name of Darfur peacekeeping. Nick Donovan of the Aegis Trust says that the international community has failed to learn the lessons of Rwanda and the Bosnian War.
Well, I guess the lessons that you learn from Bosnia, from Rwanda, is if you have a divided international community attempting to deal with a government that is accused or suspected of genocide, then simply going in divided, asking them pretty please to stop their actions without any points of leverage or sticks or carrots to offer the government, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And what we've seen in Darfur is that we've gone into negotiations for the last 5 years in over Darfur where we've had no targeted sanctions. We've had their government insulated from international criticism by a large increase in oil exports. You've seen a myriad of potential peace overtures given by Libya, by the AU, by the EU, by the United Nations, all working cross purposes with each other. And the lesson is that you need to have a united international community. You need to understand the nature of the regime that you're dealing with, and you need to create actions, not words, to be points of leverage over the Sudanese government in order to get them to stop their actions. If you go in divided, if you go in without any points of leverage, you're setting yourself up for failure.